Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guest for the morning interview. I'm very happy to have with me Anna Schumacher, the Prevention and Wellness Coordinator at Sitka Tribe of Alaska. Anna, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me, Brooke. It's great to see you.
It's lovely to see you. Yeah, on a dark, kind of stormy morning, it's nice to see a cheerful face first thing. And we're here to talk about an event that kind of goes along with dark and stormy, but also will provide some cheer, which is the Fall Family Festival. And tell us about that. When is that happening and what is that?
Okay. Thank you, Brooke. So this Friday, October 31st, famously, it is Halloween. And so Sitka Tribe of Alaska Social Services Department is sponsoring the Fall Family Festival, which is an event open to the entire community to provide a safe and sober space for families to gather after downtown trick-or-treating. It'll be from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Sheikaquan Nakahiri.
Okay, wonderful. And yeah, we do have a forecast for some stormy weather. So if people kind of make quick work of the trick-or-treating downtown, they'll have a dry and warm place to come to. Tell us what people can expect when they arrive anywhere between 4:30 and 6:30. And then also, what should they bring some money to attend?
Mm-hmm. This event is no cost to the entire community. Totally free. And you'll expect we have an amazing master of decoration. Her name is Kathy Adams. She is our child care coordinator, and she has a wonderful decoration scheme set up so you can come and be expected to be absolutely awed by her work. We will have a light dinner of sandwich platters, some vegetables and fruit, some other snacks, as well as some punch to hopefully offer an alternative to candy on Halloween night.
Lovely. And then people will be coming from trick-or-treating or maybe, yeah, coming directly to the Nakahiri. So you recommend people come in their costumes? There'll be a chance for...
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Please come in your costumes. This is definitely more of a Halloween party. And there will be a chance for dancing. I've worked really hard on my playlist for this event, and we hope that families and children feel very welcome to express themselves and spend time together.
Excellent. And then I think one final thing is there's going to be a photo booth, isn't there?
Oh, yes, there will be.
Okay.
Yeah, we're super lucky to have a collection of Polaroid cameras. So families, if they're wanting to, can take photos against a spooky backdrop that Kathy has put time into, and they can take a little souvenir of their Halloween 2025.
Lovely. Okay, wonderful. So that's actually tomorrow, October 31st, Halloween itself, 4:30 to 6:30, no cost and open to the whole community at the Sheikaquan Nakahiri.
Yep, that's right.
Okay, wonderful. Well, there's also plenty more going on that the Sitka Tribe of Alaska is putting on throughout our community and sponsoring with other local organizations. So I wanted to talk a little bit about some other things happening because there's, like, for example, there's even something today, isn't there?
Oh, yes, there is. My favorite event of the month, Elder Coffee Time, is today at Harrigan Centennial Hall from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Okay. And then so elder coffee, who is that for? Is that for Native elders or is that for people of a certain age who can come to this? And what's the cost for this?
Mm-hmm. Elder Coffee Time is a no cost program for all elders residing in Sitka. And we're very grateful that we have a pretty diverse group of people that join us. It's a very fun event. It is designed to be like a resource fair with a socialization and food aspect added on. It's tons of fun. And today's event is actually sponsored by Search. So thank you very much to Search for their work. They will be presenting at 11 a.m. on how to use one of their new care management tools, the RX365 app. We're very grateful that their staff are taking the time to come to our event, share a little bit more about their new processes, and then actually take the time to work closely with elders to get them set up so they can manage their care from home.
Oh, amazing. So people can come at 11 and expect a presentation and then also food, a light lunch and some coffee and some social time as well, but and then can take off when they feel like
yes,
it.
Yes, absolutely. And if you really just want to come for the food,
you can do that.
Lunch will be served around 11:30 or 11:40.
Okay, wonderful. And that is today at the Centennial Hall, and that's called Elder Coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and in addition to having access to Search's presentation, we always have tables for community agencies that offer services to elders. So SAIL will be present, the Swan Lake Senior Center staff will be present. There's a few other groups that I'm forgetting right now, so sorry guys, but you can obviously access a lot of different resources and opportunities through Elder Coffee Time.
Okay, amazing. Well, that's great timing because that's happening today, so people should go out today for that. A good day to come go inside too. It's still that storm is still raging. Mm-hmm. And then November is just around the corner. November 1st, I think, is Saturday, and that we turn a page into a new month, and that is Native American Heritage Month. So I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about what we can expect in Sitka to celebrate that month.
Yes, so there is a variety of activities going on for Native American Heritage Month. I'm not the coordinator of the calendar, so if I leave anything out, please forgive me. But there's a couple of cultural workshops, including a spoon carving workshop co-sponsored by SHI. There is a moccasin workshop co-sponsored by Outer Coast and She Attica. I'll be running a cuspuck workshop through my role as the Prevention Wellness Coordinator. Sitka Tribe of Alaska is also sponsoring some Tlingit song and dance nights throughout the month. And I think throughout the winter. There's a more complete calendar available on our website, sitkatribe.org, where you can access information about all the different offerings that Sitka has. And Sitka Tribe is just kind of hosting the calendar rather than being the primary sponsor for everything, but they are involved. But it's definitely a collaborative effort, and there are different agencies involved.
Okay, wonderful. And you said sitkatribe.org, that's the place to find the calendar, and you can find out things about Elder Coffee too, just like all things going on with the Sitka Tribe of
yes,
Alaska.
Yes, all Sitka Tribe events are put up on our website, on our event calendar, by our amazing communications team.
Okay, wonderful. Well, there's more for us to touch on. There's a lot going on. Let's see. I think there's a couple of things that happen regularly, both yoga and Zumba. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, absolutely. So in Sitka Tribe of Alaska Social Services Department, we really highly value being able to offer movement activities for tribal citizens and for the community. A couple of my coworkers are trained yoga instructors and breathwork instructors. They're incredible. And they offer the partnership with, what's a yoga studio called?
Yoga Union.
they offer some classes through Yoga Union. If you are a Sitka tribal member or staff, you can access those at no cost. They're also just part of their regular offerings at Yoga Union. And then I am a certified Zumba instructor, and on Wednesday evenings, I offer a no-cost Zumba class to the entire community in the Shikaquan Nakahiti at 5:30 to 6:15 p.m. It's a great thing to do this time of year when it is dark and cold and a little bit sad outside because we gather together, we get a little silly, we dance, we move our bodies, and it really does help. So I'll be hosting those on Wednesday evenings during November. I'm also adding a Friday short lunchtime Zumba. And probably the best place to get info on that is via the Raven Radio Community Calendar, which is a service that I am so grateful for.
Yeah.
And also through the Sitka Tribe of Alaska website.
Okay. So that will be updated kind of as we go, it sounds like. Okay,
yes.
Wonderful. Well, we just have a moment left. So I think there are a couple save the date announcements you might want to make. And we also have a Whale Fest coming up. So let's just touch on a couple things quickly.
So Sitka Sound Science Center and Sitka Tribe of Alaska partnered so that Sitka Whale Fest to symposium talks, would be what they're called, are offered at no cost to enrolled tribal citizens. Additionally, we have two of our biggest winter events coming up for tribal citizens and tribal families on December 2nd, save the date for our annual meeting, and December 5th will be the Tribal Youth Winter Solstice Celebration, previously known as the Tribal Youth Holiday Party, but that will be on Friday, December 5th at Blatchley Middle School.
Amazing. So much going on. And it's been really fun to learn about it and to chat with you. People can go to sitkatribe.org to stay up to date on all of this information. But thank you so much, Anna Schumacher, for coming in. Anna is the Prevention and Wellness Coordinator at Sitka Tribe of Alaska. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me, Brooke.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.